Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Today's special guest is Priscilla O'Neill, and she is the president of Summit Scholars. Now, the reason why we wanted to have Priscilla on, one, because she's an unbelievably talented person who's created a software and also a process to help kids really make a true assessment about college, which we're going to dive into way more deeply. But she also does a whole bunch of other stuff. She's involved in the STEM program for women of color. She has gotten all sorts of accolades for this program that we're going to talk about today. And even better, for those of you financial services professionals who do not do what we're going to talk about today, which is to do a true analysis of all of the aspects of college and college acceptance and all of those things and college funding, you need to contact Priscilla, and we're going to make sure that we have her contact information available to you throughout the podcast. So, Priscilla, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome, morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm super happy to have you on. It was so much fun talking to you previously. This is not the first time we've talked, and you showed us, a friend of mine and I, some software that you had created, and I just was so impressed that I really wanted to get you in front of our listenership. So, Priscilla, tell us, where did all of this come from? Give us a little bit of your history, please.
So a little bit of the history is I was a school guidance counselor in a private school. And when I left that school, I did not want to stop doing what I was doing. And so I went and started to take graduate school courses and learn more and more. And the more I understood about the depth of this process of what we call college planning, I realized that, wow, it was so much that I could do to help families. So I have been doing this for over 12 years.
So when you partner with a financial services professional, how are you not their competition? How about we start there?
Oh, my goodness. Definitely. I do not sell any products. There you go.
Yeah.
That simple. I don't sell any products. I don't have licenses for the products that they sell. So it's totally complimentary.
Gotcha. Okay. But that begs the question then, how do you get paid?
So I'm paid mostly by the family.
Okay.
The family is hiring me for those services. So I am referred many times by the financial planner to, you know, use this to help with a financial strategy, really. It's part of the strategy when there are teens in the household and or grandchildren that are teens. It can be part of a financial strategy that kind of keeps the wealth within the family as opposed to sometimes without a cap, letting it go to college and career advancement without really knowing what that whole figure is going to end up looking like at the end. So working with someone like myself, Summit Scholars, the financial planner can help the family kind of manage that end that seems to be a runaway train.
Well, it's terrifying to me. I have twin 16-year-old boys, and trust me, I will be engaging your services. But let's talk about your services. Tell us what you do when you partner with either a family or a financial planner.
So what we like to do, people think of college planning as kind of the category that we go into, but we really are achievement advising. We really see helping students, no matter where they are, to walk down that path that allows them to move into that career, that job, that whatever it is that they're going to do kind of for the next 30, 40 years. And they're, you know, they're teenagers and they're trying to make this decision. And so we really want to walk beside them and make that happen. So what we did was we looked at kids getting into college and we said, okay, they get into college pretty well. Kids are getting accepted pretty well. But they're not getting out well. Our four-year graduation rate in America is 39%. I'll just pause.
Yeah. Ouch. Ouch.
Yeah, that's 39% is our four-year graduation rate. And I know that many of those parents started their children, expected that they would get out in 4 years because they were going for a bachelor's degree, and they didn't. And so we looked at what were some of the issues, and there are reports, there are studies done on this kind of thing. And so we looked at the studies and we created a system. We saw that there were some basic things that weren't maybe missed, overlooked, not dealt with completely. And those are four phases. And we created our entire curriculum around it, which financial advisors don't want to do any of this. And this is another reason why they don't want to do any of this. Student readiness, things around student readiness, something about the readiness was not there, whether it was academic, whether it was emotional, something was missing. So we created courses around readiness. The next was student discovery. Many times students said, you know, I want to be a doctor. And everyone in the family affirmed them and it sounded good. And so the kid went on thinking, okay, I'm just going to be a doctor. And they can't stand the sight of blood. You know, it was just another peer pressure, but it wasn't really research. It wasn't based on a whole lot of trial and error. It was just, hey, I like this, and everybody thinks I'm marvelous because I said I wanted to do this. So we thought, well, you know what, this needs to be some real student discovery to find out who that person is inside and what's going to make them happy. The other thing was college selection. We also saw there was a lot of marketing to students from colleges, but we didn't see the students on the other end doing the proper research to actually know if that was the right place for them. And then finally, college admissions. We know pretty much, we think college admissions, that's test prep, write an essay, get admitted, you know, that kind of thing. But we saw that foundation missing. And when our students are involved in this process of going through these different steps, it makes them stronger as a college student. And therefore, that strength that they obtain is what helps them. And the decision making is added to that in this just one area of their academic progress. That is going to help make them a stronger student in the long run. And voila, save more money.
Absolutely. As I'm hearing you say all of this stuff, Priscilla, I think the thing that really bounces out of my brain and in out of my mouth now is so many financial services professionals are desperately trying to figure out how to connect with their clients' next generation. And we just solved that problem, didn't we?
Yes. Yes. Because the thing is, if a financial planner offers the family and says, listen, you need these services, this will be helpful for you. If they pay some small portion, and we can talk about that a little later, if they pay a little introductory, you know, packet for them so they can get introduced to it. And if this is something that is going to touch their hearts, the parents, their hearts are with their children. Mm-hmm. They love their money, but they love their children. And, you know, this is going to touch their family. That next generation is going to come back and say, wow, my mom or my dad's financial planner made sure that I was okay. And I saved tons. You know, I saved 1 or 2 years worth of college fees because I had a plan and a strategy ahead of time. And so I think I need to go back to that wise financial planner for my new, career where I'm actually having to invest.
Well, not only are they saving money, but I love all of the stuff that is not about money. I mean, the comprehensive aspect of your service, with the discovery and the selections and the admission processes and all of the other things that you offer is such a huge value. And having that financial planner partner with somebody like you, you then truly become the family's advisor because you're offering a service, one, that you don't offer now, and two, you are exactly what you just said. There's going to be some reciprocal loyalty there because they're always going to remember their time with your team and their advisor, because if it wasn't for both of you, college might not have happened, and definitely not to the level of success. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, that is definitely a fair statement. And just having someone on your team, knowing that this is, you know, the reason why they were connected with this strategy of success for this college piece was because of the financial planner.
Right.
They would have never known without them.
Would you mind giving us a real world example of somebody that you're working with currently or you have worked with in the recent past, so our advisors can kind of package this in their brain a little bit better?
Certainly. So I have, I'll tell you about a straight A student. And many times those are students that high achieving students, the parents think, okay, they're going to a great school. Everything's fantastic. Everything is just going to work out. And in fact, it doesn't. Many times what they're getting at school is kind of general information. And high performing students, students with families with a great investment into the student, whether that be in athletics or art or something that they've really invested greatly, they actually need someone to help coach and prepare that student privately. And so I had a young man, and let's just call that young man Sam. And so Sam was very high performing, was the president of many clubs within their school, and wanted to go to very prestigious colleges. And so what we did was we worked together to create a outside of school resume that was built beyond even the fantastic everything that he was doing fantastic in school. He had an outside of school resume. So we worked on that together. There was a project. We found that one of the Ivy League schools that he was interested in liked to see not only group projects, but individual projects. And so we worked together on setting a timeline up, going through the project, deciding what would be best, deciding who to bounce this off of, where to present it, all of these things with the student who they didn't need help really with study skills because this student was high performing, but they needed help really getting this extra piece built into their resume so that they were even more attractive than what they appeared to be before they came to me. And so doing things like that helped the student even gain more confidence, helped them even dive deeper into the major that they were going into so they were more secure in the major because they even spent more time outside of school working on that major. And so it just built the confidence of the student. The student was offered multiple offers. Many was offered free rides and chose to not take one of the free rides because they knew what they wanted and another school offered what was almost a free ride, that was even more attractive because he really had done his research on the schools and knew what he wanted in the long run. So sometimes, you know, kids go away for free rides and they come back home. I have known several people that'll come back to me and say, well, I was there on a free ride, you know. And I say that to say money is part of the equation. And it's really not the entire equation, because if your kid's not happy,
right? Yeah,
there's a lot of sleepless nights and they're in your basement and you're like, wait a minute, can I get them out my basement?
Yeah.
So that young man, we did a lot of college selection because we looked at these high performing colleges and really not just said, okay, well, you know, if you go to an Ivy, they're all the same. They're not. It depends on who you are. And so we spent a lot of time figuring out who he was so that we matched the school with him so he could be happy. And his parents tell me right now he is thrilled.
Before we dive into the software, which I definitely want to spend a little bit of time on today, and the courses that you've already referred to, if I'm a financial services professional, if I'm a financial planner, what is the best way for me to position you coming in?
So as long as there's teens in the house, grandkids in the house that are teenagers, the position is simply, would you like to spend a little bit of strategy time, just as we do here with your finances, making sure that decision is a good decision, making sure that we're getting the best financial options that we actually can. There's a professional that we can have come into the team to actually help and make sure that you're getting the best financial outcome that you can from this college decision.
That was awesome. That was super clear and something very easily repeatable, right? I mean, I could totally see financial planners using that exact phraseology to open up the doors. Now, let's talk about all the other cool stuff that you've built here. So you've got an amazing software package that you have put lots and lots of blood, sweat, and tears and money into. And then you also have courses. Would you mind walking everybody through those?
Certainly. So students come in, let's say, two different ways. They can come in and just go through our curriculum. And that's, you know, it is an online curriculum, an academy. As soon as you know, if you're taking any online classes, people all know the commercials, University of Phoenix. In the same way, a student comes in and they can take classes revolved around those four areas that we talked about. So they may do student discovery, be a course that actually will talk to them about how to read the assessments, or it may talk to them about multiple intelligences. So we go way beyond just the basics. We're looking really deep to help this person kind of set a base framework for their career as they go forward. So they may do multiple intelligences. They're going to take an assessment, so they see what theirs is, and then they're going to have a course that's going to explain all the intelligences and let them know there are no just smart kids or just not smart kids. Everyone has intelligences. And so we can learn how to let's improve what we have and what we've got going on. So that's just with the coursework by itself. The students also, with our full-blown system, if they choose, we have, which the students would also receive, a coaching session along with that. So they would receive the curriculum, and then they would receive online coaching as well that would kind of follow them. The online coaching piece follows every aspect. It helps them from selecting the classes that they are selecting in high school so that they are following the correct path for college. And just so in detail for that in that during that coaching session, so that and I say coaching session, and I laugh sometimes at my friends that are coaches because they don't do any homework before the session. So this is not coaching where we just follow the child or the student. It is coaching in where we're directing and guiding based on a curriculum. Mm-hmm. So that it's just that talking, that conversational piece, so that it doesn't feel forced. It doesn't feel rushed. It doesn't feel so I'm stressed out, but that we're just doing things one step at a time. And we have the curriculum. We're ready. We know every step that needs to happen. And they just get one piece at a time. And they just write an essay this week or this month. Yeah.
How does the advisor stay involved with this process? Are you doing joint meetings with him or her? Are you, help me understand that a little bit more, please.
So we have communication going all the time. So we have newsletters that go out to the parents that give them updates on what the students are. So if the parents desire, the advisor can be updated and just receive the same copy of the newsletter that's an update on what the student's doing. So we can give updates on student progress. We can give assessments. They all come with reports. The students also have their own websites. And so within their website, the family can give access to the advisor if they'd like, so they can see, you know, what actually is going on. Every conversation, everything that happens is the parents have access to and can see what's going on, emails going back and forth, phone calls going back and forth. They have access to that. All the references and research tools, they're all within the website. So they can have access to that, and or we write reports up and let them know this is the progress of the student, as we do the parents, letting them know this is the progress of the student.
So I'm an advisor and I want to engage your services. Let's walk through the steps needed in order to make this as smooth of a, not transition, but as soon as a handoff, a joint venture as it can be.
All right. So you have the family in your office, and let's just say you decide that the families, let's give scenario one, the families in your, that are your clients, have teenagers, and you offer them a introductory packet to college planning. And so that introductory packet, let's say it's a couple hundred dollars, and you're going to offer that to them. And they're exposed to a online course, they're exposed to some assessments, and they can kind of see, get an idea about careers and what colleges can offer. And then it's up to the family if they want to go further, if they want more depth. And you can just introduce them to and give them a small coaching along the way in this area and let them know that there is something more to think about, because this is a big financial piece as well. Or the other way is to say, we have someone that can, I would like for you to take a look at and see if this is a service. Then I would do a strategy session, and we take 15 minutes. We get information from the family about the student, and then kind of analyze that with the student, talk about what it would look like working with us. We share our computer screens, and so that the family can see what it is. The family receive a contract and see, you know, these are the steps. You can pick contract A, contract B, and you can take your time. You know, you have a week to decide what it is you'd like to do. But we show them everything, how we're going to work with the students within that strategy session. That's free. So the advisor can say, you know, I really think this may be helpful. Here's a free session you can go to. Let's see if this is something that you want to do. And then let's take this out of, you know, you already have a 529 set up. We can reimburse the 529 through for these educational services.
Oh, that's super cool.
Super.
Wow.
Super cool.
Huh. How often are the advisors specifically just paying for your services to offer this to as a value add to their families?
That is one of our new things that we're rolling out now.
Okay.
Because, you know, some of our conversations that we've had, and really just being able to reach, in fact, want to reach more women that are in finance, more females in finance, and be able to just have a lot of synergy with that group. And so really trying to offer something new. And so we came up with this new package for that. So most of the time, we are dealing with a referral from a financial planner that says, you know, I need you to talk to this family, or here's a referral and I'm working with this family. See if you, you know, do a strategy session with them and see if this is something that's a good fit for them.
Okay. So let's have rubber meets the road here. Priscilla, how do they get in contact with you? What's the best way for them to engage you?
So the best way to engage me and Summit Scholars is through our website, because the website's going to have everything, summitscholars.com, to go right through the website. And our email address is info@summitscholars.com. Check me out on LinkedIn. Just Google Priscilla O'Neill or Summit Scholars, and you'll find our social media posts. Yeah, and one thing, if I could add, is it okay?
Yeah.
One of the things that we do for financial planners to even get a taste, and their clients to get a taste, we have webinars that run every month, and they're usually posted on LinkedIn, and we have excellent guests on there, experts in their field, but you get a sense for the passion that it's what Summit Scholars' passion is all about, really touching the student, and they're hour long, and you can, you know, pop in and see, you know, the kind of guests that are there. We had a therapist on that talked about stress and, you know, what are we concerned about? It's not just getting into a college. It's really that whole person. We're very holistic, wanting to make sure that all of that's taken care of. So one good way for a financial planner to connect with us is come into a free webinar or invite their clients to join the free webinars.
And we will make sure that we have all of those links over in our show notes. Priscilla, thank you. Thank you so much. I love what you guys are doing. It's so absolutely needed with college costs going through the roof, with that horrible attrition rate that you referred to at the beginning, which was, was it, 30 what percent?
39%.
39%. That's brutal. And thank you very much for, having other ways that the advisor can engage with you. You know, any sort of barrier that we can overcome to make it so that people can use your services is only going to help the advisor serve their families even better.
Most definitely. Great. It's been great, Matt. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And I want everybody, just as a closing quick note here, to think about this. We hear all the time through our marketing and branding division here at Top Advisor Marketing and the network that we've created with focusing on women and also just helping people get their voices out, that the biggest concern is this multi-generational aspect of financial planning. This is the perfect way for you to have a not just a value add, but a great deep relationship with your clients, whether it's their grandkids or their children directly, which is why we wanted Priscilla on the call today, not just because she's an expert and she really knows what she's doing, which she does all of that, but also because you can use her system, Summit Scholars, to market to a generation that most of you are failing miserably at marketing to. So please, please connect with Priscilla on LinkedIn, on social media. Go to summitscholars.com. They're always putting out great, great, great information. And we know that this is a marketing technique that can work for you in ways that right now, how you separate yourself from the advisor down the street is getting more and more commoditized and difficult. This is a real relationship sale here, everybody, and it's absolutely fantastic. So for everybody at Summit Scholars, this is Matt Haller from Top Advisor Marketing. If you have not subscribed to the podcast, click that subscribe button below. And if you know somebody who needs to hear this, please share it. Super, super easy. And if you have a moment, just give us a quick rating on iTunes. So we will see you all on the other side of the mic. Very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by Iris.xyz, a platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at Iris.xyz.